the success of our brothers, those who are fighting against tyranny and oppression. Please recite Surah Al-Hamd, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Surat al-Mustaqim, Surat al-Bismillah. Ufawad amri lallah, inna allaha basirun bil-ibad. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد والصلاة والسلام على أول العدد العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد المصطفى الامجد المحمود الاحمد ابي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعجل فرج اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقيه الله في الارضين صاحب العصر والزمان خليفه الرحمن امام الانس والجان الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبه طابتت الأرض والسماء اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وعجل فرجهم ورحمة الله على محبيهم ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين أما بعد فقد قال الله وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صلوات محمد و علی محمد و عجل فرجا. It is in fact we are privileged to have, and also Allah has given this opportunity to reach to this point of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us inspiration to take the advantage of these nights, and exclusively this night of today, tonight. And this is the night. It is very difficult to comprehend by the people, those who live in tangible world. That's why this in this Quranic surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly guides us. As I have left about four days before, I mentioned one thing. There is a hadith, Laylatul Qadr is from 19th of Ramadan, odd nights of 19th of Ramadan till the last. It could be 21st, it could be 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. Question was, why not from first night till the 17th night? So I left there so that everybody is asking question, Maulana, you never answered the question. I said, if I would have answered, you never would have showed up today. So that's how we grab you to come again and again, inshallah. Salawat padhi Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ajil Farajam. Quran is the best solution for all of us, and I request myself to all of you, please give a little bit time for yourself. Every night before you go to sleep, 10 ayats. With the translation, little bit pondering about. because Quran teaches us who we are and where we are and what is our future holds in our hand. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Month of Ramadan, important month of Ramadan is not because of fasting. Quran says fasting is so that you may gain power of taqwa. So that means one has to reach to a point of taqwa if we are fasting. What is taqwa? There are so many things to understand about taqwa. As I'm saying, one of the word, living for Allah only, not for the people. God consciousness, not people's consciousness. All the time we think of people, what people say, what people say, what people, what others says. We should never care about it. We have to see. وَلَا تَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنِ. Quran says, don't be fearful of any, no one. Fear me, Allah says. Fear me. Why do you care about others? Care about me. Once you care about me, everything will be for you. So taqwa is a status of a human being. For example, I will give for the kids best example. While we are driving a car, we see red light. In our system, red light teaches us it is a time to brake. So it is so much coordinated with our senses, eyes and brakes. Within seconds, even less than fraction of seconds, red light means stop. So that much coordination between our consciousness and our outer world. So red light is outer world, consciousness is brake. So that is telling us this is not the time to accelerate yourself, stop yourself. So likewise, a person who lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a system in his place. Whenever he sees haram, he breaks himself. Whenever he sees halal, he goes out further. That's the meaning of one of the meaning of taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah says, the one who is fearful of Allah, who is consciousness is Allah's consciousness, there is a way of way out. For example, now America needs way out. From where? From the economic chaos. From how can they get out of economic chaos? Quran says, nobody can get out until they come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is going to let us know, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If you are stuck, for example, in our life, we are stuck sometimes, we don't know where to go. And if we all the time surrender to will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us exit, way to get out, how to get out. Salawat padiye Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj. So why not first night of Ramadan? Why not third night of Ramadan? Why not fifth night? Likewise 7th, 9th, 11th, 13th, 15th and 17th. So it is one of the reality is from first Ramadan till 19 Ramadan, you fast, you gain taqwa, then there is a possibility of receiving the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that means 19 days I have to struggle to be God consciousness, only Allah's consciousness, so that the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts revealing us. And for the Prophet, it was the revelation. For us, it is understanding. Revelation means it's understanding. Let me say this is very clearly. Nothing's come from outside, from up. Is there something up? Nothing is there. What goes from here that comes from the up? For example, rain. Rain is falling. It is known fact. Rain is falling. Is there water there up? No, there is no water there. From where rain, where is coming? The science said, all of this is general knowledge. There's a three part is water, one part is land, and the water goes, evaporates when sun shines on that, then it becomes cloud, then whenever, wherever hot air and cold air comes, the rain is there. So in fact, rain is coming not from up. It has gone from down to up to come. So answer is, whatever we send up, it comes back. If you send up good, good comes. If you send up bad, bad comes. So it is up to us. So in here, I should say one sentence. I'll say in Urdu, then I'll translate it. اے سرکار آپ نے کیا بھیج دیا کہ قرآن آ گیا؟ انڈرسٹینڈ واٹ پروفٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز سینڈ اپ، اللہ ان ریٹرن ہیز سینڈ دی قرآن. سو کیریکٹر آف پروفٹ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واز سو بیوٹیفل. اللهم صل علی محمد وعلی محمد وعجل. انک لعلی خلق عظیم. انک لعلی سبلیم مورالٹی. نو ون ہیز ریچ ٹو دیٹ مورلز. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the right person to choose for him a wahi so that he can gain the knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, Shab-e-Qadr is gaining the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when from first night till 19th night, we take out all of our bad attitude, bad things, then we are ready to receive the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll go with the translation, and I hope all of us, this night is a very beautiful night. And bear with me and be with me, inshallah. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Fajjil farajahum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It has its own tafsir. I don't want to go there because Bismillah itself is so much intense, so much knowledge is there. Imam Ali says, Ibn Abbas, after Maghrib and Isha, Imam Ali started the tafsir of Surah Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He started saying things till dawn broke. At that time, Mawla said, "Oh, Ibn Abbas, by Allah, if this night would have been stretched to the day of Qiyamah, I would have never finished the tafsir of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In fact, this is how it is." So then Imam says, whatever you have in the universe, there is in the Holy Quran. Whatever you have in the universe, in the Quran, you will see in Suratul Hamd. Whatever you have in the Suratul Hamd, it is in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whatever in the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim you see, you have in Ba of Bismillah. And then whatever you have in Ba of Bismillah, you have in the dot of Bismillah. Then Imam Ali says, Anan nuktatu tahtal Ba. I am the dot on bottom of the Ba. That means nowadays for the kids to understand is very beautifully. If you have, nowadays, you see, first computer, there's in Washington DC, they have the, is a first computer during those time. This first computer is a kind of a huge house and big machineries. And it was maybe some K memory. Now it has reduced everything. In one telephone, we have 16 GB or maybe more. The more human being is increasing knowledge, the point of knowledge is becoming smaller. 1400 years before, Imam Ali is saying, I can condense the knowledge of the world into one dot. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil. In the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Inna, surely, indeed we. If you have only inna without alif, it's surely and indeed. If you add alif, it becomes inna, a little bit of stretching. That alif tells us we. I don't want to go why this we. Allah says we. It is called mighty we. Sometimes I say this, Allah is so great. He is teaching us. He is alone. He has no partner. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدْ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدَهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That much power, still he loves to say we rather than I. He teaches us always use the word we rather than I. We revealed it. What is it? That is Quran. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. In Anzalna, we have two words. One is Nuzule Dafi, one is Nuzule Tadriji. There are two kinds of revelation of Holy Quran. One time it has been revealed in one night, total Quran. In the hearts, Nazala Behi Ruhul Amin, Ala Kalbeka Letakuna Minal Mundareen. It came from the Hazrat Ibn Jibra'il, Lawhi Mahfuz Jibra'il, in the heart of the Prophet on this night. So that means total Quran revealed to beloved Prophet on this night. That is called Inna Anzalnahu. Another Nuzul is called Nuzul Tadriji. Nuzul Tadriji, bits and pieces. 10 years in Mecca, 13 years in مدينة 23 years span of time. تنزيل من رب الرحيم. تنزيل means little bit, small pieces of Quran. One ayat, two ayat, one surah, two surah, till for 23 years. So, نزول دفعي is for prophet. نزول تدريجي is for us. For us, according to the situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, so that he can read that ayah, which has already been read it. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. What is the meaning of qadr? Qadr and taqdeer, we use in Urdu also. Taqdeer, taqdeer, meri taqdeer phooti. It's one of the wrong expressions. Taqdeer can be made by ourselves, not from others. As I said, tere darya mein tufa kyun nahi hai? Khudi teri musalma kyun nahi hai? Abas hai shikwaye taqdeer yazda. Khud taqdeer yazda kyun nahi hai? Iqbal says, why don't you become taqdeer? Why you make your own fate rather than you are waiting for the fate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So taqdeer means accurate measurement. So there are, this is the thing which we have to clearly understand. I said it in two nights before. Each and every atom of the universe is accurate measured. And it has no power of self-choice. They have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They surrender to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only human being is the one who has the choice to do or not to do. So that choice made him to be a responsible person. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here also, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We reveal the Quran on this night, which is accurate measurement night. Then Quran says, Wama adraka. How can you comprehend? How can you perceive? How can you understand? It is very difficult because all the time you calculate all the time, this 1,000, 2,000, 1 million, 2 million, trillion, and now deficit is of America is some 3 So all of you is calculation. You cannot understand this. That's why Quran says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka." How can you comprehend? It is difficult for you because you are tangible, and Quran is non-tangible beyond your limits. So Quran gives tangible examples to understand the non-tangible realities. What is tangible example? Tanazzalul mala'im. Na. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. This night, if you want to understand, is better than 1,000 month. Now you say, oh my God. So 1,000 month, when you compare 1,000 month, how many years? 83 plus years. I was reading when I don't know. This is one of the things I am searching just now, recently. But I need a backup of ahadith. Otherwise, it becomes tafsir bil-ra'y, which is haram. Man fassara al-Quran bi-ra'yih, ja'ala Allahu maqadahu fi-nar. Hadith says the one who interprets Quran according to his own will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him into hellfire. We don't have that right. So one of the tafsir I was hearing somewhere. So this 83 means, every human being has given life 83 years plus. Every human being. Why it has been reduced? Why it has been increased? It is because of you yourself, you have reduced it. And it is because of you, you can increase it. That's why we have du'as. Oh Allah, increase my life so that I can serve you. And in one of the du'a, Makarim al-Akhlaq, Imam Zainul Abidin, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Muhammad wa ajjil faraj. It's a beautiful dua in which one piece is enough for today's gift. Ammir min ammirni ma kana umri. Oh Allah, prolong my life as long as my life is at your service. As long as I'm serving you, increase my life. In kana umri marta'an li shaitan faghbidni. Like, if my life becomes tool of shaitan, take me out. Imam Zainul Abidin is giving the gist of human life. As long as I am serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa Allah extend my life. The moment I start serving shaitan, I don't want to live this life. I want this life to be
finish. So that means there is a tool of Shaitan, there is a tool of Rahman. If we become tool of Rahman, we can exceed the limit of 83. Salawat badiya Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ajjal Faraj. I remember 2000, you know, the century was finishing. 2000 night was coming. I was in Dubai during this. That was the time of this Ramadan. I remember. So some of the companies, they have given in one night, 1 month salary. So because there was so many, it could be possible, computer may stop, maybe city will become dark. So many of these havocs are there. So think of a moment. For example, your company says, tonight is very important night. And if you serve tonight, I will give you 1,000 months salary. What you will do? You will bring a big thermos of tea and coffee, not to blink for one single moment, because tonight is equal to one. So that's why we have ahadith of beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Ali Muhammad. He is not only he used to be awake, but he used to make other his own family be awake. If some people they would have been doing some kind of churt, the Farsi. See, he used to put water. Get up till tonight, you should not sleep. So this night is that night. Night equal to 1,000 months, 83 years plus, 83 plus years. So that means tonight we can change. That means this is the night of resolution for next year. For maybe 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. I request for the, mashallah, I'm coming, I don't know from how long I'm coming, Mu'min, maybe 20 years, maybe as long as I remember. I want to see when Mu'min is progressing. Why don't you have a challenge for yourself, for your personal life, for your future? Within 1 year, we are going to do this. Within 5 years, we are going to do this. And within 10 years, we are going to do this. Within 50 years, why don't we see the dream? Seeing the dream is nothing cost, man. There is no, see good dreams. You shoot at a star, you reach your aim. So shoot, but we don't know. But we are comfortable. We go into comfort zone and then we relax. What we need in these countries is school. You need center. Center should be in school, not school is in. Salawat padiye Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Shalla ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. This is my own humble and a request, because the future of us, it's a very difficult future. I don't know how much we have the challenge. When I go the world, I reach to this conclusion, because I have been to South Africa in doing tabligh in 32 years. When I went to Guyana, I learned so many things there. And within 100 years, the community is so mixed, they don't know who they are. In social science, there is a challenge of identification crisis. It's a very worst crisis for a human being to identify himself, who he is. Tell me one thing. Are you comfortable for your next generation? It is a very scary. Whenever I think, that's why I dua. That dua I recite all the time. I ask you. This is from Hazrat Ibrahim. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salat wa min dhurriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal du. Not only I have to establish the prayer, my generation which is coming, they should establish also. To do so, if I am putting my kids in jeopardy, in darkness, I am responsible. Because Allah waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. You are a mu'min. You should be taking your kids toward the nur, not toward the dhulumat, not towards the darkness. So all of us, we have to wake up and do something for your children. Don't say, Maulana, it is not big deal. My kid can go to any school, still he is a mu'min. But it is a challenge. That's why growing homeschooling in America is a best proof for all of us. It's a very difficult task to guide exclusively at the foundation. That's why inshallah next Friday I'm going to give you the guidelines which has been given by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, so this night is the night of resolution for all of us in individual life and also for the community. Why don't the community today sit together? Oh Allah, Taqdeer's night today. Let's, we can think of one, within 1 year what we want to do, within 5 years what we want to do. Sleeping is not good. Wake up. Annasu niyaman idha matun tabahu. People are sleeping, when they die, then wake up. It is too late, man. Imam Ali says, when they die, they wake up. It is too late. Where? Lord of mud is on top. Nobody is going to open the grave. Then they say, arjauni, arjauni li'alli a'mala salihan. Please, 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 let me go back. I will do good job and come back. Allah says, liar, 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 liar. I have given so many time chances. He did same thing. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wala. Muhammad wala. आप लोग थके हैं, मैं थका नहीं मालूम है। وعجل فرجهم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. We have revealed it, means we reveal the Quran on the grand night. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. How can you comprehend what night is this? Then Quran gives example of tangible example. Laylatul Qadri khayrum min alfi shahr. This night is better than 1,000 month. Why this is better? Answer is this. Tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. In this night, there is a continuation of descends. Angels, they descend. Not only angel they descend, but also ruh. Ruh also one of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend. Be'idhne rabbihim. With the permission of their Lord. So this is also very important for all of us. It is not only night of Qadr. There should be a place where malaika has to enter and say salam to them. Otherwise, this Quranic ayat becomes null and void. So during the time of Hazrat Adam, there was a Laylatul Qadr. During the time of Hazrat Nuh, there was a Laylatul Qadr. There was a new during the time of Nuh, there was a Laylatul Qadr. There was a during the time of Hazrat Isa, there was a Laylatul Qadr. During the time of our beloved Prophet, there was a Laylatul Qadr. During the time of Aime Masumin, there was Laylatul Qadr. Today also Laylatul Qadr. That means during the time of Adam, where did angels they descend? They descend to Adam. So there is a representation needed on earth so that angel can descend upon him. So that it's this ayat, very ayat is telling us there is one representation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is on earth and upon whom Allah assalamu alaykum ya ahla baytin nabuwah wa ma'adin al-risalah wa makhtalaf al-malaika wa ma'bat al-wahye wa tanzeel. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Tanazzalul malaikatu warruh. In this night, malaika and also ruh is a spirit. They descend. With what? Min kulli. That is a very dangerous thing. So that means tonight is min kulli amri is coming. It's like, for example, you put something in your. It's an example only. Micro oven, you put for 5 minutes, then you say, no, it's supposed to be, it should be heated more. You cancel it. Then you make it 10. So tonight is, you have in your hand, cancellation and making it higher. This is the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you to do taqdeer tonight. If you have made mistake, come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah is going to give you the time limit what you want. So taqdeer you should write tonight. So taqdeer means my fate has to be written tonight with my permission and with my own will. That's why Quran clearly guides us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Laysa lil insan illa ma sa'a. Human being is nothing but his struggle. So if you struggle more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you more. It's likewise, Quran says, "Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta ma yughayyiru ma bi'anfusihim." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never changes the status of a community until each and every one of us, we have to change our attitude. So that means Prophet being there is not going to work out until all of the believers who are during the Prophet has to wake up. Why Imam-e-Zamana is ghaib? It is not because of Imam-e-Zamana. It is because because people never respected the 11 imam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know, you come out, so that until and unless people have this ability to respect my representation, I will not going to send you back. That's how. That means it's not the problem of the imam, it is problem of us. Let me say one sentence in Urdu, I'll translate it. Kabhi ye na kahiye ke imam aayenge to acche ho jayenge. Acche ho jaiye to imam aayenge. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad par. Ali Muhammad wa ajjil. Don't ever say, when imam comes, I will be okay. I will make myself. No, first you correct yourself, then imam will come. Don't ever wait for imam, because imam is the one who is going to inspire us what Quran has given. While I am saying here, it's a very beautiful presentation given by Ayatollah Jawad Amali. I love him so much, and he is a very mystical figure. May Allah prolong his life till the appearance of Imam Zaman, ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Many times when I talk online, many kids, they say, Maulana, give us amal so that we can meet Imam Zaman ajallah. It's a beautiful spirit. I always say, the moment we adapt Islam, we already met Imam Zaman. Remember this sentence. So we are deceiving ourselves. We need to see the Imam. No, I have to change myself to see the Imam. How can I change? The prescription is here. What Ayatollah Jawad Amali said, Hafadahullah, he said, think, when Imam comes, what is going to happen? When Imam comes, he is going to run according to Quranic constitution. Is it? He is going to run totally Quranic state. State? It is right? Imam is going to run the state according to Quran. So that means in a house where Quran is in run, Imam is there. It's a very easy, very difficult also. He says, it is not Imam, it is me. If I'm adapting Quran in my life, Imam is there. Why I'm deceiving? This deception is because of me. So Quran is clearly giving guiding us, like not, don't be like people, just like Jewish people. They say to Hazrat Musa, idhaba, idhab anta wa rabbaka faqatala, you and your Rabb, your Lord, go and fight. When you conquer, come to us, we'll be joining with you. So likewise, let Imam Zamana come, he is going to conquer all the world, then wala na rahe, salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad wa ajjil. That is not going to work out. And during the time of Imam, we have to be active. In order to be active, we need to learn what his constitution is telling. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, tanazzal al-malaikatu وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the permission of their Lord. What is going to happen? Salamun. In this night, there is a peace, tranquility and security. Till what? Till what time? Until day breaks. Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. This night is equal to 83 plus years night. This is a very important night. Number two, this night is night of resolution. And this night has to be changed by ourselves, not by others. So Quran is clearly giving us guidelines. You need to change, not we are already have given to you guidelines. And you follow the guidelines, you will be successful. Without following the guidelines, you cannot change yourself. I hope all of us, we understand clearly. I say a few words in Urdu. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. محمد وعجل فرجم. زیارت کو جائیے تو جائیے تو معرفت کے ساتھ جائیے, انشاءاللہ کبھی بھی جائیے. میں نے ایک سیمینار بھی کیا ہے, زیارت بمعرفت. ہم لوگ جب زیارت سے واپس آتے ہیں, ارے قافلے میں وہ سالن اچھا نہیں تھا, وہ ٹماٹر اچھا نہیں تھا, بیگن اچھا نہیں تھا, وہ اچھا نہیں تھا, انہوں نے وہ کھانا نہیں کھلایا, حج میں وہ کھانا نہیں کھلایا, یہ اچھا نہیں ہے. اٹس ون آف دا بگ پرابلم وی ہیو. That shows کہ معرفت زیارت ہمیں ابھی تک حاصل نہیں ہوئی ہے. تو یہاں پر آپ جانے سے پہلے میں اس ٹکڑے کو اس سے آج سے کیوں ملا رہا ہوں یاد رکھ لیجیے اچھی طرح سے. فضائل اہل بیت کا احسا, ورچوز آف اہل البیت کا بیان کرنا انسان کے بس کے باہر نہیں ہے. اسی لیے رسول اللہ نے کہا, یا علی, تجھ کو کسی نے نہیں پہچانا سوائے میرے आजकल लोग कहते हैं कि मौलाई है, कौन है ये मौलाई, नमाज नहीं पढ़ते, मौलाई है भाई, मौलाई है, मलंग हो गए भाई, इनका काम ही नमाज नहीं पढ़ते, मगर मौलाई है ये, नहीं होता, ये नहीं चलता यहाँ पर। देखिए आइए, जियारत पढ़िए, जियारत जाने से पहले आप इंशाल्लाह, इफ यू गो टू जियारत, बिफोर यू गो टू जियारत, रीड एंड गो थ्रू वेरी डीप जियारत जामे कबीरा ऑफ इमाम हादी अलैहि सलातो वसलाम। اللهم صل على محمد وعجل فرج میرے بیر ویت میں بہت اچھی طرح سے یاد رکھی چیز کو وہاں پر لکھا ہوا ہے کہ آپ داخل ہونے سے پہلے اذن دخول پرمیشن ٹو انٹر سو دیٹ مینس آئی ایم ناٹ میٹنگ دا گریو وہاں قبر سے ملاقات نہیں کر رہا ہوں بلکہ امام سے ملاقات کرنے کے لیے جا رہا ہوں اس زیارت سے پہلے لکھا ہوا ہے کہ کھڑے ہو کر کے آپ 100 times کہیے اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر 100 مرتبہ کہنا ہے زیارت جامع کبیرہ سے پہلے 100 مرتبہ اللہ اکبر کیوں اس لیے کہ آئندہ جو جملے آ رہے ہیں خطرناک جملے ہیں وہ جملے کیا ہیں السلام علیکم یا اہل بیت النبوة ومعدن الرسالة ومختلف الملائکہ ومحبت الوحی والتنزیل یہ کون سا مقام ہے جہاں پر ملائک آتے ہیں تنزیل ہوتی ہے روح نازل ہوتی ہے یعنی روح کے ساتھ وحی کا نزول بھی اسی جگہ پر ہے یہ کہنے جا رہا ہے نا بھی اب وہاں پر کیا ہے السلام علیکم معدن الرسالہ معدن کہتے ہیں کان کو جہاں پر اگر گولڈ نکلتا ہے گولڈ مائنز ٹھیک ہے جہاں پر اگر ڈائمنڈ نکل رہا ہے ڈائمنڈ مائن یہ کون اہل بیت ہیں جہاں پر انبیاء نکلتے ہیں تو یہ کوئی معمولی گھر نہیں ہے جہاں پر نبی بھی یہاں پر آدم بھی نوح بھی اسی لیے السلام علیکم وارث تھا آدم صفوت اللہ وغیرہ اس کے بعد آگے جا کر کے زیارت کے ٹکڑے ہیں وساست العباد جو ابھی تک ہمارے پاس ہضم نہیں ہوا ہے کون اہل بیت سیاست مداران دنیا دنیا بندوں کے اگر کوئی افیئر کو ٹھیک کر سکتا ہے تو یہی اہل بیت ہیں لفظ سیاست کا استعمال اس زیارت میں وارد ہوا ہے جو ہمارے پاس سیاست از اکول ٹو خلافت ہو گئی ہے خلافت کے معنی استغفر اللہ بہت ہی برے معنوں میں لیکن ان معنوں میں کہ اہل بیت وساست العباد ہیں یعنی اگر انسانی معاشرے کے تکالیف کا حل کوئی پیش کر سکتے ہیں تو سوائے اہل بیت کے کوئی نہیں پیش کر سکتے اور آگے جا کر کے بکم ینزل الغیظ آپ ہی کی وجہ سے بارش کے قطرے نازل ہوتے ہیں اب فضائل کا وہ معیار آپ سمجھنے لگے تو اسی لیے خدا نے کہا کہ اس منزل کو پہنچنے سے پہلے مولا فرما رہے ہیں کہ 100 مرتبہ اللہ اکبر کہو جب یہ ٹکڑے کہو تو تمہارا ذہن خراب نہ ہونے پائے اس لیے کہ تم یہ کہنے جا رہے ہو کہ آپ کے بغیر دنیا ہلتی نہیں ہے زمین پھرتی نہیں ہے زمین میں گردش نہیں ہوتی ہے بارش کے قطرے نازل نہیں ہوتے یہ کہنے سے پہلے اللہ کی الوہیت کا اقرار کرو تو تب ہمارے اہل بیت کے فضائل کو پہنچ سکو گے صلوات پڑھیے محمد وآل محمد صلی علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فر بہترین نائٹ ہے خدا انشاءاللہ ہمیں سب سے پہلے جس چیز کی ضرورت ہے فرسٹ تھنگ وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو از استغفار واٹ از دا میننگ آف استغفار اٹ از ناٹ اونلی استغفر اللہ ایز امام علی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام سیز استغفار ٹرو استغفار از دیٹ آئی میک اے پرومس ٹو مائی سیلف واٹ آئی ہیو ڈن رانگ آئی ول نیور گوئنگ ٹو ریپیٹ اٹ دیٹ از استغفار I have done wrong something. We are human beings. We make mistakes. So we have done it wrong. So we are promising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight. So we are not going to do it again. Number two. Holding Quran on top of our head. First we are saying, Beka ya Allah. Then be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till 14 masumin alayhi salatu wa sallam. What we are doing? مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين Allah says to this community those who are holding Torah and not adapting Torah in their life their parable is like parable of a donkey who carries so many books, still nothing is there. Likewise, here also, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمَّلُوا الْقُرْآنَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. If we are holding for Quran on top of our head and we are promising with 14 Masumeen alayhi salatu wasalam's name that from today we will going to carry on this book and from tomorrow we do same thing what we have done. So that means Shab-e-Qadr has reached to us. We have not reached to Quran Shab-e-Qadr and Shab-e-Qadr has not reached to us. That means what we are promising on top of our head, oh Allah, we are promising with 14 Masumeen's name, we will going to follow this holy Quran in our life. The day when we understand this, adapt it, inshallah, our day is, that is the day of our Eid. And in that day, Imam Ali says, Kullu yawmin la yu'asallahu fahuwa Eid. The day when we don't commit a sin, that is the Eid day. Salawat padiya Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Ek jumla masayib ka hai, wo ye hai ke riwayat mein hai. After the burial of Mawla Amir al-Mumineen, Imam Hassan or Imam Hussain was returning back. They saw an old elderly person who was blind and who was saying, praying, Parwardigara, usko salamat rak, usko salamat rak. Ro raha, cheekh raha. Imam qareeb pahunche, kiske liye dua kar rahe ho? Dekha wo bimar hai, uski aankh nahi hai. Kaha mujhe nahi malum kiske liye, magar ek shakhs wo hai jo rozana mujhe khana khilata tha, roti khilata. میں آج تین دن سے دیکھ رہا ہوں کہ وہ آج مجھے کھانا روٹی دینے کے لیے نہیں آیا. A person used to come and feed me. I'm blind. I don't have no way. That is the person who used to feed me. I see from 3 days he never showed me. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain said, فرماتے ہیں کہ آج سے تمہیں اس کا انتظار کرنے کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. اس نے کہا کیا بات ہے؟ کہا جس کے لیے تم رو رہے ہو وہ اس دنیا سے چلا گیا. For whom you are crying, that person has gone. He started crying and he was louder, of course. کہتا ہے کہ مجھے اس قبر تک پہنچا دو تاکہ اس کو سلام کروں. آج ہی اس روایت کی ایک عجیب و غریب کیفیت تک پہنچا میں نے. تو جب قبر پر لاتے ہیں کہ اتنا روتا ہے کہ وہاں پر قبر پر پتھر پر اپنے سر کو اتنی تیزی سے مارتا یہاں تک کہ اس کی روح پرواز کر جاتی ہے. شاید یہی وقت ہے کہ امام کو قربان کرنے کا اس سے بہتر کوئی موقع نہ ہو. جب مولا ہی باقی نہیں ہے تو مولا کے ماننے والے کیا باقی رہیں. یقیناً آج کی رات ویسی ہی رات ہے کہ علی ابن ابی طالب کے گھر میں آج شام غریبہ ہیں. شام غریبہ کے معنی کیا ہے؟ اگر شام غریباں کو سمجھنا ہو تو کس سے سمجھیں؟ ایک ہی کربلا میں شام غریباں نہ پہلی شام غریباں رسول اللہ کے جانے کے بعد کون تھے مرونے والی؟ ایک ہی بی تھی. سبت علیہ مسائب لونہا. دوسری شام غریباں شہزادی اس دنیا سے گئیں. کون سہارا دے رہا؟ امام حسن حسین کو گود میں لے کر مولا علی مسجد نبوی کی طرف. السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ. آپ کی بیٹی آئی ہے, پوچھئے اس سے کیا کیا اس پر گزری ہے. اس کے بعد یہ تیسری نائٹ ہے جہاں پر شام غریبہ آئی ہے. کون؟ علی جیسا مولا. تو کون آج غریب ہے؟ آج زینب غریب ہے. میں کہوں گا ہر جگہ پر زینب ساتھ ساتھ ہے, لیکن روز عاشور اس گھر کا سمجھنا بہت مشکل ہے. جب کبھی ہم غم میں مبتلا ہو جاتے ہیں, ممکن ہے کہ نمازی پرہیزگار انسان بھی نماز کو اس روز دلے کر دے, لیکن ہم نے دیکھا کہ خیمے جلے ہوئے ہیں. زینب اس جلے ہوئے خیموں کے بیچ میں الحمدللہ العاف العاف کہہ رہی ہیں. پروردگار اس مقام پر کیوں؟ اس لیے کہ مولا نے فرمایا کہ یا اختا لا تنسینی فی صلاۃ اللیل. اے میری بہن, جب شب کی نماز کو کھڑی ہونا مجھے نہ بھولنا. Don't forget my oh my sister on that night when she has given everything she was crying. ایک مرتبہ امام سجاد نے دیکھا کہ قید خانے میں زینب بیٹھے بیٹھے نماز پڑھ رہی ہیں. پوچھا थोपी अम्मा मैंने हमेशा आपको देखा है खड़े रहकर के इबादत करती है, आज बैठ करके क्यों पढ़ रही? व्हाई यू आर सिटिंग ऑफरिंग नमाज ए शब व्हाइल यू आर सिटिंग? इमाम के सवाल पर कहा बेटा इतना कम खाना आता है, इतना कम खाना आता है कि मैं बच्चों में तकसीम करने के बाद अब मुझ में ताकत नहीं है कि मैं खड़ी होकर अल्लाह की इबादत कर सकूं। सल्लल्लाहु अलैका या अबा अब्दुल्लाह वअला अलअरवाह अल्लती हलत बिफनाइक वनाखद बिरहलक अलैकुम मिनस सलाम अबदन मा बकीत व बकिया लैल व नहार अस्सलाम अलल हुसैन व अला अली इब्न अल हुसैन व अला औलाद अल हुसैन व अला असहाब अल हुसैन फया लैतना कुन्ना मअकुम फनफूज मअकुम फौजन वल्लाह। जो बीमार हैं बीमारों के लिए, जो परेशान हाल हैं उनकी परेशानियों को दूर होने के लिए, मकरूज़ों के कर्ज़ों के अदा होने के लिए, ख़ुसूसन मोमिनीन जवानान मुजाहिदीन जो बातिल के ख़िलाफ़ लड़ रहे हैं उनकी कामयाबी के लिए, बहराइन में ख़ुसूसन सब मिलकर के बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम अम्मा युजीबुल मुद्दतर इदा दुआ वयक्शिफुस्सु أما يجيب المضطر إذا دعا ويكشف السوء 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 या काशिफ अद्दुर्र वल बलवा। खुदाया परवरदिगारा आज की इस रात में हमें उस वक्त तक हमारे मसल्ले से ना उठा जब तक कि हमारे गुनाह माफ़ ना कर दे, आइंदा गुनाहों से बचा ले, परचे में इस्लाम को बुलंद फरमा, दुश्मनान इस्लाम को दहशतगर्दों को दहशतगर्दों के सरगनों को तहस नहस कर दे, मज़लूमीन की मदद फरमा, मोमिनीन जहाँ जहाँ उनके जान माल आबर और इज़्ज़त की हिफाजत फरमा। परवरदिगारा पाकिस्तान में मोमिनीन मुसलमानों पे आफत आई हुई, उसी तरह से अफगानिस्तान, उसी तरह से इराक, जहाँ जहाँ मुसलमीन के ख़िलाफ़ जंग हो रही है, खुदा इन सब की हिफाजत फरमा। परवरदिगारा बहक़ महम्मद वाले महम्मद जो परेशान हाल है उनके परेशानियों को दूर फरमा, बेरोज़गारों को रोज़गार इनायत फरमा, मकरूज़ों के कर्ज़ों का अदा फरमा, जो बीमार हैं जिन्होंने इल्तिमास से दुआ कहा उन सबको सेहत कामिल आजला इनायत फरमा, हमारे जिस्मानी अमराज की तशखीस भी मुमकिन है आसान हो जाए, मुमकिन है इलाज भी आसान हो जाए, लेकिन हमारे रूहानी अमराज की ना ही तशखीस आसान है ना ही इलाज आसान है। खुदाया हमारे रूहानी अमराज में गुरूर व हसद व किब्र व निफाक व नखवत व गीबत को दूर फरमा, जो गोदियाँ खाली हैं उन्हें पुर कर दे, जो लड़के लड़कियाँ ना कद खुदा हैं उन्हें कद खुदा कर दे, जो हज ज़ियारत के मुतमन्नी हज ज़ियारत से मुशर्रफ फरमा। परवरदिगार बहक़ महम्मद वाले महम्मद हमारी तमाम मुसीबतों का आसान सा हल यह है कि हमारे मौला का ज़ुहूर फरमा। वन रिक्वेस्ट बिफोर वी गो, अगर इफ़ यू हैव मेड मिस्टेक मे बी विथ आवर ओन किड्स विथ आवर ओन वाइफ्स और सब स्पाउसेस इट्स द बेस्ट नाइट टू सीक फॉरगिवनेस। अगर मर्द बीवी से कहे आई एम सॉरी इज़ नथिंग रॉन्ग, अगर बीवी शौहर से कहे आई एम सॉरी नथिंग रॉन्ग, अगर बाप बच्चे से कहे सॉरी नथिंग रॉन्ग है, इसलिए कि जिस दिन आज ये सलीका सीखेंगे खुदा भी हमें बख्शने का सलीका सीखेगा। शुरुआत में जी हाँ जी माशाल्लाह जी आज माशाल्लाह बहुत से जवान बच्चे इब्तिदा से लेकर के बच्चियाँ भी यहाँ पर खिदमत में लगे हुए हैं, इसी तरह जहाँ जहाँ मोमिनीन खुसन नौजवान बच्चे और इन बच्चों के लिए बहुत सी राहें भी मौजूद हैं जहाँ खेल कूद की, लेकिन वो दीन की तरफ आते हैं रगबत करते हैं, खुदा इनकी तौफीकात में इजाफा फरमा और इनको दुनिया और आखिरत में कामयाब तरीन अशखास बना दे और इमाम ज़माना का को रजामंद